Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Will. Found out when we were IRS, I began to do a lot of research and get excited about that. And that's since that time, a few years back, that's been on Catherine and I's bucket list. We've always wanted to go to Ireland, always wanted to investigate, you know, the heritage and so forth. And you know, because of the more things I find out about the Irish people, the more my own family makes sense to me. You know, it's just a, you know, some kind of thing. We never have quite gotten there yet, but we're still making that effort and hoping and praying. Life just seems to get in the way of a lot of, you know, those things. But, you know, the things that I observe about my family, and you know, I think about things, Irish sayings, you know, that just bear true out of my family and maybe yours, whether you're Irish or not. But it's been said, to an Irishman, a joke is a serious thing. And a serious thing is a joke. That's very much my family right there. And then Freud had said about the Irish, it was a quote then departed that wasn't quite right, quoted about the Irish, and they're the only people to which psychoanalysis is useless. I'm not sure what that means, but that makes a lot of sense if you've ever met my family, all right, particularly on my father's side. So, but there are things about that. I mean, a very small amount of people in a small country, but from that country come some of our greatest authors and playwrights and folks that, and fighters and sports and just all kinds of wonderful examples of achievement from a people who have been beaten down. Okay, so maybe part of it is not them themselves, but their circumstances, like a lot of that, they've been beaten down by, oppressed by the British, and suppressed by the church, and depressed by the realities of the economy over centuries, and maybe that has helped contribute to their character and their spirit, in which there is greatness and there is a penchant for self-destruction in both of those things, all right? That's something of the character of Irish people. They've always been about rebelling. I'm told by people who have gone to Ireland that at every corner there's a sign there of some rebellion, and it always ended badly, all right? They always lose that, but they never give up. They never give up. That's one thing about their character, the resilience of the Irish people. Those are some of the qualities to celebrate in them. They also seem to be people who know how to have fun. All right, that's one of the things that we celebrate. Despite the circumstances, they seem to do that. But it is that element that for self-destruction that we need to pay attention to as well. I was reading a book, one of my favorite books on Ireland, Trinity by Leon Uris, and the leader of the rebellion then, he just says of his own people, we screw everything up. Right? There's something about that. They act too soon. They're too impetuous, you know, wrong-headed. They get filled with all this emotion, and they attack before they're supposed to, and they just get the rebellion wrong. So, but they never give up. They remind me of another people. The ancient Israelites, right? The same kind of heritage, the same kind of qualities that the Jewish people have. A small percentage of the world are Jews, but of course they're one of the major world religions. And the impact of the Jewish people has been considerate. You look at the Nobel Prizes awarded in science and literature, and some of these are wonderfully gifted people. When I was a child, I read about different books from, and we saw movies about the persecution of the Jewish people by Hitler, and wondered why that was. And I asked my father about that, and he said, well, it's not a rational thing, but there's something about the Jewish people and their ability to achieve beyond their circumstances, and a way in which they do it that causes resentment from others. So, you know, I still don't quite understand that. It's still not rational, but you see that when you look at the Israel, if you look at Israel now and the way that it's been, it's a little teeny country in the Middle East surrounded by people that want to do away with them, and they never have. Many of our soldiers at times go and learn how to fight from the Israelite soldiers, but there's something that, so there's great pride, and remember, past teachings that I've shared with you about pride, there is good pride, and there is, you know, the kind of pride that builds up. The kind of pride that builds up others and brings people together. And then there's the kind of pride that tears down and is self-destructive. And those things are working out, and they're not just in the Jewish people, they're not just in the Irish people, it's in all of us. The things that we need to know, the good things and the things that are self-destructive, those are the things I want us to hold in tension today. Because it is intention that we regard that Moses exiting line, you know, he's been with these people, which is interesting. You know, think about pastors giving their last sermons. They may want to get those little digs in, you know, but you don't do that, right? But Moses, he can't, there's something he's leaving them. He's just here, his children, he's been in the wilderness with them for 40 years. He was up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments while they were down breaking them. Before they even had them, they're breaking them. And then it is the result of that. He's wandering in the wilderness with them for 40 years. And his last speech to them, it reminds me of a family trip that we took when I was a kid. We went from Wallace, Nebraska, drove all the way out to Disney World. And my father said, "Boys, this is our vacation here, and it's a little reward for your good behavior." But along the way, we undid all of that. It was a horrible trip. It was, you know, over 1,000 miles of my side, this is my side, you know, kind of fighting that out. So finally we get to Disney World, and, you know, my dad had threatened, "We're not going there now." That was his big threat, along with, "I'm going to leave you two at the side of the road," you know, all of that. Kind of. So we get there, and he says, "We're not going in here because you've been good. We're going in here because we already have the tickets." So it was made clear to us, but we can leave at any time, all right? That was kind of the lesson there. That's what it sounds like. Father doing this to his kids, warning them, you know, you're not getting in here because you were righteous, because you were faithful, because you were wonderful. You're here because this is God's promise to you, to us. Remember, and do not forget how you provoked the Lord to wrath in the wilderness. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day you came out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place. I like how he tries, you know, the version that we read from the New Revised Standard Version, "You are a stubborn people." I kind of like, in this instance, the old version from the King James, "You are a stiff-necked people." Amen? We are a stiff-necked people, aren't we? There's something in us that has, it's a strength and it is a weakness. It is that pride thing, that inability to bow. Sometimes that's necessary. Sometimes we need to tap into that when we are being oppressed or others are being oppressed, and we need to step in that resilience. It is a gift from God, but it's also a curse from Satan. If we refuse to bow to that which is truly honorable and of God, then we are hurt by our actions. It has been that way for the Irish people, for the Israelite people, for all people, including you and I today. You know, some do it, some recognize it. And you're going to, you know, my favorite example of that I want to lift up to you today from Irish heritage is of a man named Billy Conn, who in the 40s, he was an Irish boxer, and he fought Joe Louis. called by many the greatest fighter, the greatest boxer of all time, pound for pound or any other way, Joe Louis. And Billy Kahn fought him. Billy Kahn was 20 pounds lighter than Joe Louis. And Billy Kahn, on that day, fought him three times, but on that day that he fought him in 1946, he had him beat until the last round. And some of you remember that, boxing fans. And yeah, and Billy Kahn, good-looking Irish guy, young guy, he would have won the fight. All he had to do was just dance and stay away from Joe Louis. Seemed like an easy thing to do, right? Except that he was Irish. And he tried to knock him out. And Joe Louis knocked him out in the very last round. And of course, afterwards, all the reporters gathered around him, and everybody asked him the same thing. Why, when you had the fight won, why did you try to knock out Joe Louis? And he looked down, and finally he looked up, and he smiled, and he said, "What's the point of being Irish if you can't do something foolish once in a while?" So the Irish, they do that a little way different. You know, they sometimes will recognize their own folly and their own failings. And there's a charm to that. There's something in that that we all resonate with, I believe. You know, I think about Mary Keene. Do you remember Mary Keene, who is the chaplain at the Tucson Medical Center? She has preached here over the summer while I was gone. She found that she had Irish roots. Her father died, and they're tracing back, and they found they had Irish roots, so she and her brothers and sisters, kind of an homage to their father, and wanted to retrace their Irish roots. They went to Ireland, and they were in an Irish tavern together, and there was dancing going on there. And Mary was with her family, and maybe she told this story. I can't remember if she did or not. But she was approached by an Irishman sitting at the bar, who came over to a table, put his hand upon her, and he said to her, "Have you found any Irishmen you'd be willing to stray for?" Something about that. There's something in that that's both honest and charming and somehow speaks to the Irishman, but also all of us as well. The lessons to learn. How do we embrace the good part of pride in our sense of belonging together, the way that the Irish people do? How do we withstand against the forces of darkness in the world and now which seeks to oppress and divide and diminish and to put down? How do we do that without resorting to a kind of tribalism that creates distrust with our neighbors? Because that seems to be a big part of it. Or makes it impossible for us to forgive and to move on past the differences, the things that have divided us, our history. See, those are things that seem to separate countries in the world and people of different. And we are the most divisive kind of people right now. I think we embody in many ways in America the best and worst of all that we have inherited from our ancestors, and we have created problems for ourselves because of it. But if we might learn the lessons of history and the lessons of our own people, whatever those people are, whether they be Irish or the Israelites or wherever we come from, we all have gifts from our past, and we all have struggles that we have inherited, and we have to face that. Like St. Patrick, he did that. I don't know that everybody knows that he wasn't Irish. He was British. He had been a slave. He had had some kind of secret in his past in which he owned up to, and history is kind of vague on what it was, but he owned it, and he prayed to God about it, and he sought forgiveness in it, and he escaped slavery in Ireland, and he returned to Britain, and he became a priest. And then he felt God's call to go back to Ireland. Can you believe that? And he went back. And it was his willingness to face his own past, his own failings, his own fear, and to go back where God had called him, that led to the transformation of some of the most stiff-necked, stubborn people in this world. And that, my friends, is the hope for all of us and the gift of Christianity, that we might bring all that together. That is my hope, my friends. Those are the lessons learned from our Irish heritage today, whether we are Irish or not, all right? Because we are all embodied those same kind of qualities and those same kind of challenges. And we all need to learn from them if we are to go forward and be God's people together. Okay, I'm going to call those forward. I've got something that I want to share with you a little bit different today, a way of recognizing an Irish tradition, but also including it in our own tradition as well, all right? There are all kinds of Irish blessings, and there are all kinds of Irish toasts, okay? And I thought it might be fun today that we might have a toast together. And of course, you know, Bob would ask me, are you going to pass out the Jamesons? No. No Jamesons, no Guinness, none of that, all right? You're on your own on that as well, all right? But we did have a wee bit of Welch's grape juice left, all right? So that seemed to be fitting in our tradition. Okay, guys, let's go. Pass it out. I tell you, make sure to tip your wait staff. There, so got there. So just take that, go along. What'll happen is you're going to get a little cup. Hold on to that if you're willing, and we're going to lift it up and toast it together. All right, and hold on to that at the end. We'll pass those around before we get ready to go at the prayer time as well. We do have a bit of time that we can get your prayer concerns. If you don't have those written down, even if you didn't get them forward, please do that, if you will, my friends. Okay. All right, they're passing that around as well, okay? Let's see. I don't have any more to say. I know it. Shocked you are. Shocked you are, yes. If I had more, I'd be making it up, you know. I don't want to be doing that, but yes, shut up. My brother in Christ. Okay, while we're doing that, maybe we might just do this as well, our prayer concerns as well. Prayers for Wayne and Phyllis. Phyllis in the hospital, not sure exactly what's wrong, but got some issues there as well, and Wayne's not feeling well, so I would encourage you to lift that up. And today, prayers for our parish nurses. They're going to be the ones that are be helping us with our blood pressure checks, and please get those checked out. Blood pressure is a really quick way to find out some serious things that you may not know are going on with your body. But prayer concerns from our parish nurses for Joyce Keene, a new member of our congregation, had had a heart attack, was at the hospital, and now is back home at Fellowship Square. So keep her in our prayers. And Sam had asked continued prayers for Walter Haywood. Auto accident, loss of memory while driving. Okay. Are there others that we want to lift up today? Yes. Okay. Travel mercies, Shirley and Robert. Shirley not with us today. Wayne filling in for her. All right, Debbie. For all the folks in Nebraska and the Midwest and other places that are suffering from the flood and the bad weather and the combination of both and exceedingly bad. Yes, George?
For the people in New Zealand, Christchurch, and their family.
Thank you, yeah. For the folks that were victims of the shootings in New Zealand and those folks that are enduring that kind of tragedy that we've had to endure much of and are facing it and deciding how to address that in the future for the folks in New Zealand as well. Yes, Sherry.
For my neighbor, her family, she's been given 3 months to live.
Okay. Sherry asked prayers for her neighbor, her family, given 3 months to live. So, all right. Yes, Sheila.
Continue to remember, wash your hands, try to recover
Holland,
and also Don Sherman.
Okay. Yeah, for our brother, Don Sherman, still recovering, long road to go still. recovering from an auto accident. So prayers for he and his family on the road to head. And prayers for Marcia Manning, our sister who's in the hospital. Wally, how am I supposed to offer a toast without a cup here? I'm telling you, you got to train this wait staff. I'm telling you what, my friends. All right. All right. Another thank you, Wally. Yes, Katie. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, for McCormick's asked for prayers for their son-in-law's father who had a fall and is recovering from that, okay? All right, I tell you what, let's, Ed, you got something?
Jim Moffitt, son-in-law.
Okay, Jim Moffitt, our director of senior ministry, his son-in-law needs our prayers as well. I tell you what, let's pray first and then we'll have their toast. So hold on to this. Don't drink it yet, all right? Let's pray. Lord, you have heard our hearts today and you know what we need. We pray today in thanksgiving the great gift of the faith and the courage and the willingness to face himself and his history so that a whole people might know your son, might live out in faith what it means in the midst of so very much against them. Gift of the Irish people and their heritage, and for the lessons learned from the mistakes that they have made, as well as our brothers and sisters that are over across the world in Israel and all over the world. May we learn from each other. May we grow from our encounters with. May we all rise above our own past, our own challenges, embrace the best of each other as we go forward in Christ. We pray for those who are hurting today, for those on the other side of the world in New Zealand, and all that are victims of violence and chaos, for all that are hurting everywhere, Lord. We pray for healing for those who need that here in our midst and on our hearts and throughout the world. We lift this all up in the name of Christ Jesus, your Son. And in his name we pray together that prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. All right, my friends, will you rise up and lift your glasses this day to an old Irish toast that I think is fitting for you and I and where we find ourselves as a church, okay, and people of Jesus Christ. May the roof above us never fall in, and may the friends around us never fall out. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace.